Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Discover your magnificence. The Magnificent You free 5-day online course is available now. Unleash your prosperous, powerful, productive self. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/get results to get started. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And this is Thriving Thursday. We have come to the end of our podcast week. So if you've missed any of our podcasts, you could spend Friday, fabulous Friday, listening to our podcast. Okay, you can do what you want with your Fridays, but I thought I'd just throw that in there. Our topic for today is why you want to be self-employed. I'm going to share some myths about having a job because there's so many people that feel helpless in the sense that they say, I've got to have a job. I've got to get out and work. And if they don't, they feel as though they bring nothing to the table. Let me tell you something. You are super powerful, super amazing, incredible, best person ever. And all you have to do is tap into the magnificent you. And listen, if you say, well, I don't know how to tap into the magnificent me, I do need that boost, then check out my free 5-day online course. And guess what it's called? The Magnificent You. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results. All right, let's talk a little bit about why you want to be self-employed. First of all, I have been self-employed forever. In the words of some of my family members, I do not have a real job because in their minds, and now that I think about it, they're kind of right. I don't have a job because I'm self-employed. I run a business. And the thing about having a job, and there's nothing wrong with working on a job. If that's like your life's passion, you're just like living the dream, live on. But if you're constantly worried about whether you're going to have a job or not, or if somebody will hire you, or you're coming out of college and you're thinking, wow, look at all these student loans. I have $100,000, $150,000 in student loans. Now I've got to spend the first 10 years of my life or longer paying them off. So I've got to have to get a job so I can pay them, because as soon as I get out of college, guess what's going to happen? Bill collector man's going to come a calling. They're going to want me to pay this loan off. They're going to want me to pay this. And so I have to start working. And guess what? That means I need to take whatever job I can get so that I'm not stressed out about being able to pay my student loan. Now, the thing about it, and if you're a person who's on a job and you're concerned, wait, oh my goodness, we're going to be laid off. They might be closing. See, these are reasons why you want to understand how magnificent you are, how powerful you are as a person. And the thing is that, as I said, there's nothing wrong with working on a job. And if you have that peace of mind and you feel like you arrived and you have that quality life that you've always dreamed of, then hey, you know what? Do your thing. But what I want to talk about today, and I need to kind of get right to it, is some of the myths about having a job. And these are a few myths about having a job that you might want to consider. Now, there are several myths about having a job, but I think I'm only going to cover maybe 4 today. I might cover 5. Now, I think I'll stick to 4. That way I can do each one of them justice. And so, If after listening to these myths that I'm going to share with you, you might want to start planning your exit strategy, you might say, wow, you know what? This makes sense. Or I've always wanted to own my own business, but I really am not sure what to do. Or you at least want to consider starting a business on the side, a part-time business, so that you can kind of get the ball rolling. Then, you know what? Help is available to you. There's so many, books. There are lots of courses that you can take, lots of things that will help you get on track. Now, you can check out what we have available for you at designingyourlifetoday.com/get-results. But also, be sure to register for our Power Up Today newsletter, because I'm always putting great information in there that will help you to achieve your goals. And you've got to be willing to kind of believe in yourself, to be excited about who you are, because being an entrepreneur and just kind of owning your own thing, well, that means that it's called self-employed for a reason, because that means that you're responsible for your own level of discipline, because you're responsible for your own income, you're responsible for making things work. And as a result of that, you've got to know how amazing you are. And here it comes, you have to know how magnificent you are. So check out the free online course that I have for you, The Magnificent You. All right, let's get to our first myth. First of all, job security is a thing of the past. So the myth is that having a job guarantees you security. No matter what you're told when you're hired, the reality is that if that company that hired you and said, you know what, we're loyal to our employees, we take care of our employees, if they tell you that, that gives you some serious warm fuzzies, doesn't it? It makes you feel really good. It makes you feel safe, right? But understand this, no matter what they tell you or whatever they said to you when you were hired, the reality is that if that company that you work for goes out of business, you will be out of a job. So far, over 3,000 now and counting stores have closed in the retail industry. Now, how about your industry? Are you paying attention? Are you doing your homework? Now, this is not about making you worry. That's not what Designing Your Life Today is all about. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. And not only that, we want to help you reach your goals, but we want to help you do life with power. We want to help you have that quality life. And we believe that you can do it through entrepreneurship, by embracing the best in you, by collaborating with some others who are bringing out the best in themselves. So we believe that all of that is a part of you reaching whatever goals that you set. So check your industry. The job is, when you look at a job, it's not all about how much money they're offering you. Another perspective would be to look at how much money can you make for yourself? Because the job is, it's about how much money you can make for the people at the top, if I have to kind of be blunt and give you the truth about it. So this is why you want to be self-employed, because you want to know, how much money can I generate for myself? Now, what's in that for you? Not only will you get what you want, but if you have family, you're going to be able to help them. You're going to be a great example to them. They're going to learn how truly independent and empowered they can be, as opposed to thinking that someone, they're at the mercy of people at the top. Well, that may or may not care. I can't say if they care or not. I don't know them all personally, but let's keep it real. Some are all about, how much work can you put out for them such that they can get what they want, right? So if you're listening to this and you're already self-employed, you say, well, what's in that for me? I'm already self-employed. Here's what's in that for you. You have that obligation to give it your very best, to learn what you need to learn, to trust in your ability, as well as acquire new knowledge so that you can become the best business owner that you can possibly be. Why? Because once again, you're going to be examples to a whole lot of people, to include people that have jobs and think they're stuck. Now, let's move on to myth two. Myth number two is all about the good job thing. Okay, people, I have a good job. Well, this is going to sting a bit, but here it comes. There's no such thing as a good job. It may take years of saving for you to get rich, and by then you might be too old to even enjoy the money that you saved. Okay, you are allowing someone else to determine your worth, your value, when in fact that's up to you. And here's the thing, when you say, well, and you're listening to this, and you're like, but no, I have a good job. Hey, you might like your job and it might even be fun. But what we call a good job, and let's put that in some air quotes, all right? Some quotes around that good job. What we call a good job is one with a steady paycheck or one where there's a big payday. That's what people think of as a good job these days. That, hey, I've got money coming in all the time. I don't have to worry about, you know, where that money's going to come from. Well, you might get paid well, but it's still important for you to take control over your own destiny by starting a business that you're passionate about. Okay, that way you're not shocked. Do you know how many people were absolutely floored when they were laid off? It's not just the retail industry that got hit when the big blow up came, when the economy tanked. Several industries across the board. CEOs lost their job. Lots of people lost their job. Okay, not as many CEOs, but lots of people. As a matter of fact, I know of a person whose name I'm not going to call on this podcast, but I know of a person who lost his job. And I don't know if he's gotten over it yet, because I kind of got tired of listening to the doom and gloom story and him not being more proactive. And not only that, you can only listen to that so much before it starts to affect you. So I listened to him talk about how could they do this to me after all I've done for them? And I said, well, you know, they gave you a paycheck in exchange for what you did. Yeah, but I went over and above. But you know what? If you're going to go over and above, go over and above for you. Go over and above for your family. Go over and above for the people that you could be a good example to and you can inspire them. Now that's going over and above in a way such that, well, it won't crush you at the end of the day, because he was crushed and he just couldn't believe it. You know, he stayed in bed. I mean, it's like he just kind of started wasting away over a job. Why? Because he allowed a good job, a so-called good job, because he said it. I lost a good job. Well, it couldn't have been that good, because look at you now. So the point that I'm making is that what you want to do is take control over your own destiny and start something that you're passionate about. And not only that, if you want to be a millionaire, it's not going to happen with you working for someone else. Well, it could happen, but it's probably going to take a long, long time. Unless, of course, you're working a job where they like pay you $1 million a year. Maybe I should look for one of those. Yeah, but I probably have to give them my life. I'm thinking no. I'm thinking I could stay an entrepreneur and I could get to the millions on my own, right? All right. So here is the third myth. Working on a job is all about paying the bills. Listen, working your job just so you can pay the bills, well, that's not living. That's not a life. And that's definitely not a quality lifestyle. It's not exciting. It's not fun. And let's be honest, it really doesn't feel that great. Think about it. When Sunday comes, do you know how many people in this country will think about that? Oh my goodness, tomorrow's Monday. I have to go back to that job. I hate going to that job. Do you know how many people drag themselves out of bed to go to the job? If that's you, then you know what? You probably want to start working on becoming self-employed. Now, I have to put my caveat in there. Don't go out and quit your day job. That's not what it's about. Don't go and quit your job because you said, you know, I was listening to Designing Your Life Today and I'm convinced I should be self-employed, that I should start my own business. I should become an entrepreneur. And as a result of that, yeah, I'm going to do what she said and I'm walking in Monday and I'm quitting. I did not say that. So here's what I'm saying to you is get a plan. Okay. get a good plan that will take you to where you want to be, a proactive plan. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I talk about a proactive plan, and I give the different components of a proactive plan. And I give several components. You don't need all of them, but I gave several components of a proactive plan so that you can pick the ones that you need in order to create your personalized plan. I don't believe in cookie cutter plans. So if you find yourself spending all of your money on paying taxes, paying your mortgage, paying your credit card debt, paying off other loans, and all you have at the end of all of that is enough for your car payment, perhaps your cell phone bill, a little food, and you might have enough for a movie, then maybe it's time for you to take control of your income by taking your passion to another level and turning it into a business. What is that thing that you always said you wanted to do? What is that thing that you've been excited about? Listen, if you need a little bit of help with that, or a lot of help, I should say, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results. And we have some courses there that can help you. The Goal Achievement Mastery course for entrepreneurs. Well, that includes talking about dealing with fear. That course also includes communication, communicating in business, communicating in personal relationships, networking, building a relationship so that you can really maximize on skills that you already have, the thing that you're most passionate about. Sometimes the only thing that's stopping you from getting to where it is you want to be is you not knowing how to network, not knowing how to make connections, and being afraid. Because you've got the skill. And if you have the skill, doesn't mean you don't need to sharpen it. But usually there are other underlying things that stops you from taking that passion to another level. So listen, you're not there to just work a job just so you can pay the bills. That's not why you're here on this earth. You have some special gift. Then position yourself to start using it. Okay, here is myth number 4. And this is good if you're an entrepreneur. Also, that you are using your potential. That's a myth. On my job, I get to use my potential. Now, some people might get to use their potential, but I can tell you that it is very rare that they get to use their potential. So it's kind of a myth. You know, I've heard people say working on the job gives them something to do. We all need money to fund our lifestyle. I get that. But getting paid for something to do is not helping you use your full potential. It's not maximizing on the amazing gifts that you have. And it's important that you learn to use your potential, to take it to its fullest, give it the workout that it needs. Why? Because not using your potential can dull your passion. Owning your own business, it keeps you in a state of curiosity. And that's how you discover your greatest gifts, is that you're curious about what's next. What do I need to do next to take this business to the next level? I'm excited about what I'm doing because now I'm operating in my passion and I'm unleashing my fullest potential. Now, if you've been thinking about starting your own business, but feel like something's holding you back, or if you have a business and you're not thriving in it the way you want to because you're afraid or you're thinking that others are going to criticize you if you go full force, full blast, or you can't quite figure out what's holding you back, then you want to check out the course Goal Achievement Mastery for Entrepreneurs. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results and you can check out the course and see if that course is for you. I have other courses there that are available. Also, if you said, well, I need to bring out the best that's in me first, well, you can register for my free 5-day online course, The Magnificent You. And you can get all the details at, you guessed it, designingyourlifetoday.com/get results. Hey, listen, you guys, do not sell yourself short. Open up, let your full potential come out. Don't be convinced that your life, that you're stuck on a job, that you're stuck doing something that you don't want to do, that this is all there is for you. Okay, the minute you're thinking that, I want you to remind yourself that, wait a minute, I'm not operating in my full potential. That's why I feel like there's nothing else. As human beings, we're incredible. We're resilient. We're smart. We're here to do life with power. So when you live from a position of power, that's how you get a success frenzy going. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you on Designing Your Life today on this Thriving Thursday. Remember to register for our newsletter at Power Up Today. Just our newsletter, Power Up Today, by texting the word Power Up to 42828. Just text Power Up to 42828. Check out our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. How exciting is that? We're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we're everywhere. So get connected with us. We want to help you achieve your goals. We are fully committed to helping people do life with power, and you can help us make that happen as you pass on the word about our show. Our Success Frenzy is going to be going on throughout the entire month of March. We want to hear from you. Communicate with us. Let us know how you're taking your life to the next level. Hey, listen, you guys, enjoy your weekend. If you need to play catch up, go back, listen to some of our previous shows, because our Success Frenzy started March 1st, and do life with power.